Machlos Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey 1:5. This Mishnah really comes to underscore how we believe the Mazimin, the witnesses who are testifying that the first set of witnesses are actually Edom Zomin. I'll call it much more than the testimony of generic witnesses. So the case of our Mishnah is, what happens if you have multiple sets of witnesses who keep on testifying that Reuven killed Shimon, and then there's one set of Mazimin who keep on saying, oh, you're with us too, and you're with us too, and you're with us too, such that everyone who tries to testify against Reuven all ends up becoming Eid Zomim. So here's our case. Let me just give the people again. So we have Reuven who's accused of killing Shimon. We have the first two witnesses. There we call them again Ernie and Bert, who claim they saw Reuven kill Shimon. But then after giving their testimony, in swoop in Batman and Robin, and they say, oh no, Ernie and Bert, you're with us at that time in a different place, so you couldn't testify about Reuven killing Shimon. In which case, now they're Edom Zomim, and since they were testifying in the capital case, where the consequences would have been that Reuven would have been executed, so now Ernie and Bert are executed. And then, so now two more people come in, Big Bird and Snuffleupagus, and they say, we also saw Reuven kill Shimon, and again, Batman and Robin say, oh, you're with us too. So then again, and that could happen, with 100 witnesses. So that's our Mishnah's case here. It says, Bo Acherim v'hizimum, Bo Acherim v'hizimum. More people come, meaning the Acherim coming here is other people besides for the original Ernie and Bert witnesses. So it's Big Bird and Snuffleupagus, then it's Waldorf and Statler, and then it's, every other person, Aphilomea, every cartoon character and member of the Marvel Comics, lineup. Everyone shows up, and every time they show up, again, Batman and Robin say, no, you were also with us. You're also Edom Zomim. So then says the Mishnah, Kulam Yehiragu. Then everybody who testifies, all 50 pairs of witnesses who came and testified, Reuven killed Shimon. Since Batman and Robin say, no, you're Edom Zomim, you're with us at that time, you couldn't be giving testimony, so then they all will escape with Edom Zomim and face the consequences of that. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees really for two separate points. His primary point, which is not the focal point of our Mishnah, is that once you have a single set of witnesses, in this case it's going to be Ernie and Bert, who are shown to be Edom Zomim, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's it. Case closed. We're not accepting new witnesses regarding Reuven and killing Shimon, because we're afraid there's going to be, once you've seen there are people lying about this, so who knows? We stop accepting witnesses altogether. And if that's the case, it just wouldn't be a possibility of having the second set, Big Bird and Snuffleupagus coming, and then the third set and fourth. No, it couldn't happen, because after the first set, Ernie and Bert being rendered in Zomim, it's all over. But Rabbi Yehuda says, even according to you, Tanakama, the Chachamim, who hold that you would accept a second, a third, and a fourth set of witnesses, but wait a second, how could you possibly believe that, all these people were magically in the same time and same place as Batman and Robin? All of a sudden, Batman and Robin can, do no wrong, they're always telling the truth, and that's obviously not the case, whereas all these witnesses are coming, and one after another, just all getting, picked off and invalidated, and worse, turned into Edom Zomim. Doesn't make sense. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer istasis hi zu. According to the gears I have in front of me, istasis. So istasis is from the Russian istis, which is a little strange shot. It's like a dye. It's like they're all a blue dye, and the point is it's like they're all getting painted with the same color. Doesn't make any sense. Meaning it's the other pshat is, and it kind of has the same kind of meaning, based on a slightly different girsa, the girsa which is istatis. So satya is to turn astray, it's like a lie. Point is, it's obviously collusion here. Obviously, before this court case got underway, Batman and Robin have somehow, for whatever reason, decided to protect Reuven, and whoever testifies that Reuven killed Shimon, Batman and Robin are going to say, oh no, you're Edom Zomim, you're with us also. So they're obviously lying. Isn't it obvious they're lying? Meaning, Rebuta is saying, as far as I'm concerned, we wouldn't accept a second set of witnesses once you have the first set convicted as Edom Zomim. But if you don't want to hold that, at least can't you see here, this is obviously out of hand. How can we kill 100 witnesses? Obviously, something is gone amiss, and Batman and Robin are not telling the truth. So that's what it says here. Rebuta Omer, istasis or istatis hizu, veinon ereges, ela kasa rishona bilvad. More than that, as far as I'm concerned, says Rabbi Yehuda, we're not even going to ever possibly execute more than the first group, because we won't accept testimony after the first group are rendered Eidim Zomen. Halacha follows Tana Kama, which means, as I said in the opening, the Torah gives special status to the people who are the Mazimen, who are testifying that the Eidim Zomen are Eidim Zomen, that they're lying, they weren't there. And obviously, they, in this case, Batman and Robin, the Mazimen, are running the risk of shown to be liars, and the consequence of that would be, of course, they themselves could be Eidim Zomen, or it could be that they at a bare minimum, sort of lose their reputation forever and can't testify, or worse. That's true, but meanwhile, until that happens, the halacha would recognize that if Batman and Robin testify against 50 pairs of witnesses, and they keep on coming, and Batman and Robin keep on saying, no, you also, we would believe Batman and Robin, because no one's testifying against them, no one's contradicting their words, and therefore, all the pairs of witnesses who come, all would be considered Eidim Zomen, and the chips will fall where they may, even if that means that they end up getting executed.